Hey, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Today's topic is the desires of your heart and how to obtain them. In Psalm 37, the Bible tells us about the desires of our heart, but it's in a context where he says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and they will wither as a green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." Then he says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart." And he goes on to say, "Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass." Now, what am I saying? Or what is the Bible saying through all of this? Well, I want you to focus on trusting in the Lord, delighting thyself in him, committing to his ways and truth, resting in him. You see, we have a way in our world that we compare ourselves to each other. And when we see somebody prospering, and especially if they're doing it through wicked devices and cheating and lying and scheming to become rich and powerful, well, we get frustrated. And sometimes we even get jealous, saying, "Why do they have all the money, and why do they have everything and we don't?" And here in Psalm 34, which is a psalm of David, he says, "Whoa, hold on. Trust in the Lord and do good. Don't worry about trying to do evil to prosper. Do good, and you'll dwell in the land." Then he says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." And of course, if you're trusting in the Lord and you're delighting in him and you're seeking his will and you're resting in the Lord, you're not going to be saying, "Lord, I want $1 million and I want to go around the world 4 or 5 times on trips and go on cruises and do this and do that and spend all my money and all my time on myself." That's not it. If you're really in the Lord, you're going to want to do what he's telling you to do. And he's going to give you revelation, and he's going to give you wisdom, and he's going to give you knowledge and truth. And those things, because you start to receive those, you're going to want more. You will want to prosper in him and prosper in the things of God. And this is what this is focusing on. It's focusing on God's will for you. And when you delight yourself also in the Lord, he will bring the desires of your heart to fulfill his will. That's a great thing. So as you move on in today and tomorrow and the next day, and you strive to be, live and move and have your being in him, in Christ. And the desire for you to be close to him, to have revelation from him and knowledge and faith and strength and joy and peace, all those desires will come to pass, and you can rest truly in him. God bless you, and have a great day.